Now we turn to news of a tie. 2020 basically matched 2016 as the hottest year ever recorded on Earth. That is from scientists at NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Rebecca Hersher from our climate team is here to explain exactly what this means and what we should expect this year. Hey there, Becky.
Hey.
So what does it mean for 2020 to, not to be glib, but to be in a dead heat with 2016 for hottest year ever?
That is quite. Well, we're talking about average global temperature here. So we're comparing the average temperature on land and on the surface of the ocean last year to the average for the 20th century. And when you look at the whole Earth that way and you compare today's Earth to basically boomer generation Earth, you see that the Earth is about 2 degrees Fahrenheit hotter now. And it's heating up so fast that each year is basically an opportunity to break another record. So in 2016, the Earth was the hottest it's ever been. 4 years later, it hit that record again. And of course, the reason for that is greenhouse gas emissions. They are still going up.
Yikes. This is for the whole planet that you're talking about. What about here in the U.S.? Was it also the hottest year ever here?
It was not. It was the fifth hottest year on record in the U.S., which is scary to a lot of people, honestly, because 2020 was a record-breaking year for climate-driven disasters. You know, the federal government keeps track of climate-driven disasters that cause more than $1 billion of damage, and the previous record was 16 of those. 2020 blew that out of the water. There were $22 billion disasters last year, and that includes 7 hurricanes, plus some floods, a wildfire, and a drought.
I have to say, I'm a little surprised that 2020 is a record breaker because of the pandemic. But all over the world, people were driving less, were flying less. It seems like that should have affected emissions of carbon dioxide, made them go down.
Yeah, I think you're not alone. You know, the best estimates are that the pandemic caused greenhouse gas emissions to decrease by between 7 and 10%. But remember, what really matters for global temperatures is the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. That is what traps the heat and causes global warming. So even though the amount of carbon dioxide being emitted by cars and trucks and people doing stuff and burning greenhouse gases or burning fossil fuels in 2020 went down slightly, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere still went up. It just increased less than in a normal year. Hmm. So I asked a climate scientist about this, Leslie Ott. She's at NASA. And one thing she said that I think is really important to remember is the lockdowns from the pandemic, they are not a great example of how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
It's not really a great analog to how we would reduce greenhouse gas concentrations in the future, right? We would never want to do something that affected people's lives, that affected their ability to get out of their house, go to work, see their families.
So 2020 is not a vision of the future in that way. What actually needs to happen in order to slow global warming looks a lot different from what happened last year. You know, building more solar and wind energy, transitioning to cars and trucks that run on electricity, powering all of our appliances with electricity, things like that.
Yeah. So what are we expecting for this year, for 2021?
Well, statistically speaking, it will almost certainly be among the hottest years that everyone alive has ever experienced. That said, scientists aren't expecting it to break the record. And that's because a natural climate pattern called La Niña is happening. It means cooler ocean water. So maybe I won't be back here in 12 months to tell you that 2021 was the hottest year on record. Nonetheless, extreme weather is virtually guaranteed because of global warming.
I really hope you're not back here in 12 months to tell us that 2021 was the hottest year on record. Let's knock on wood for that. NPR's Rebecca Hersher, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.